All right, 284. Oh, 8571, the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. I totally, even though I teased it going out during the break, I kind of forgot. Aww. Let's wrap up crunch time. It's a Thursday with the lightning round.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
It's the Thursday lightning round, which isn't a real surprise because it's the only day we actually do it. So let's get to it right now. Plus it is the lightning round. Pointing out it was a Thursday it wasn't very helpful,
was it? Oh, man. We need to move on. We need to move on. It is trade machine season around the NBA, and that makes it my favorite time of year. The most ridiculous trades that get forced into an algorithm to see if they'll work. Most of them are from fanboys looking to add KD, AD, and Giannis in a 9-team deal with plenty of picks and salary dumps involved. But today on The Ringer, Jonathan Jarks? I don't know how to pronounce Jonathan's last name. I'm sorry. Came up with a much more reasonable trade. CJ McCollum for Aaron Gordon. The article states that McCollum would be better suited to play in a primary role in an offense like Orlando's rather than second filler to Lillard at a shooting guard position that has him limited on defense. Aaron Gordon adds more sides. He's a good shooter. He can help in the pick and roll, and he's an NBA dunk contest champion in my personal record book. Both of our BFFs of the show, Brad and Josh, have agreed that on moving McCollum to more of a sixth man role, but would the Blazers be willing to part with their second leading scorer at 21 points a game? Jonathan did his own research, and the money works as well. So what percent chance do you give Blazers trading away CJ McCollum?
Oh, I thought you were saying that they were talking about actually trading a guy like Gordon, who was like the fifth or fourth overall pick, and he's a big. I'll tell you what, this is going to seem weird because I think a lot of it actually depends how things progress. I don't think it's in the works right now, and they may have convinced themselves they have a conference finals run. So I'm going to pick pending on that, even though it's a crunch exchange.
Oh, that doesn't make any sense at all. The evil magical...
I don't think there's a percentage right now. I think once we get to the trade deadline and I know a week out, I'll be able to say, like, he's gone or he's not going.
All right, I'll come back to that one then. The evil magical wizards in Vegas have the Patriots as an underdog for the first time in 69 games. Nice. And
wow.
Julian Edelman is not happy about it. The Pedelman is so mad that he's made shirts that say, "Bet against us." Cool. New England isn't even that big of an underdog. It's only 3 points, which is a very normal number for the road team to be the underdog by. This game were being held or being played not under a super blood wolf moon and sub-zero temperatures. It would actually be a coin flip. No one thought the Patriots were going to be done this year, other than the people that have been saying it for 5 years now, so that when it does happen, within the next 3 years, they can say they were first, and they're in the AFC Championship game for the eighth straight year. This attitude from Patriots players is blank.
Wambulancy. It's like, oh, poor us. The world, we've rotated around you for 18 years, but because you're not the dominant force you were and you're going on the road, it's in essence an even game. Aww.
Does somebody need a
wambulance?
Wah, 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 wah.
The Yankees made another bullpen signing, taking on Adam Ottavino to a 3-year deal to bolster their bullpen that already has Aroldis Chapman, Dellin Betances, David Robertson, and Zach Britton. What the Yankees haven't done is add anything to their starting rotation outside of a 36-year-old J.A. Happ and 38-year-old C.C. Sabathia. The Yankees' offseason strategy of signing relievers is blank.
It's very Kevin Cash-ish because they obviously have no desire to use starters anymore, and they're just going to go like what Tampa did.
The opener all year. Championship weekend rapid fire time. Who has more receptions in the AFC Championship game, James White and Julian Edelman or Travis Kelce and Sammy Watkins?
Run that by me again.
James White and Julian Edelman, Travis Kelce, Sammy Watkins. Who has more receptions in the AFC Championship game? Which duo?
Oh, the Patriot duo.
White and Edelman. All right. Which total from the AFC Championship game will be higher? The temperature at game time right now, it's projected to be 26 degrees or first half point total.
Ooh. So wait a minute. are we going to base the degrees on the lowest it gets in the game?
Right at kickoff when they're showing the weather and they're saying it's this temperature right now, I'm saying it's projected to be 26.
Yeah, because
right
the low
o'clock.
Is probably because it's going to get dark during the game.
Right.
So 26, 27. I'm going the point total is going over.
All right. Who will have the most pass attempts in that game, Mahomes or Brady?
Probably, I'm going to go Mahomes.
All right. To the NFC Championship game, who has more total yards, Alvin Kamara or Todd Gurley?
It's Gurley, man. I'm going to say Gurley.
Which total will be higher, Michael Thomas receiving yards or Robert Woods plus Brandon Cooks receiving yards? Last week, Thomas had 171. The Rams duo had 134.
I'm going to go with the Rams duo. I think the Rams just... they have a better defense.
All right. Who has more passing yards, Goff or Breeze?
I got to go. To pick yards-wise against Breeze, like at any time during the last 10 years, seems nuts.
higher point total in the New England-Kansas City game. They scored 83 back when they met in Week 6, but again, they're playing in the cold under a Super Blood Wolf Moon, or the Rams-Saints game, which is in a dome, and they scored 80 also back in Week 9 in New Orleans.
So who's scoring more, the AFC or the NFC this week? You know what? I still think it's going to be a shootout in KC. I'm going for the AFC.
And last one, what percent chance do you give the winner of the AFC Championship game coach catching pneumonia after the ceremonial Gatorade bath?
None. 0%.